Hello, and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right. We're here. Week 11.
Oh, man. It feels like only yesterday that we released the last podcast.
But yet, here we are.
Now it's week 11.
And we are doing a good throwback episode. We're doing Full House, talking about the lovely sitcom that blessed the nation's heart for a full 8 seasons.
It's a very full 8 seasons, Robin.
Full of growing. Making fun of how I said full? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, you feel like you grew up with the Full House kids in a much more dysfunctional house. That's what grown-ups like. It still seemed more functional than mine, even though the mom was dead and there's a bunch of guys around.
It's like if you as a child can look and into a house that has more love than you have in your life.
And you know those kids heard Stamos and that girl banging. And just all the girls banging. And just like wondered why all these girls were constantly coming over their house and hanging out with Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. They weren't wondering. They knew.
I wonder if those girls had to have huge crushes on
yes,
John Stamos,
the answer
right?
is yes.
They all were in love with John Stamos.
Yeah, who's not in love with John Stamos?
I'm not in love with John Stamos.
No, he's amazing. Super hot. Still super, super, super hot.
So you could get over your problems with with them not caring about you and have sex with John Stamos?
Yeah.
Stamos, you get over with.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, he's not good at sports. It's all right.
He might be fine at sports.
Did you think he was good at music in Full House? Or was he a total hack? See, to me, Stamos always played this delusional guy.
Well, okay. Well, it's actually interesting that you say that. Like, did I have a crush on him? Because it's funny because I watched the show as a kid, and now I'm talking about it as an adult. But, like, I related to the girls. I never really was thinking about the guys. You know, the guys were, like, old. I wasn't thinking about men and, like, trying to have sex with them. And then you watched the show as a kid, but now are talking about it as an adult, and this is going to be creepy.
That's an interesting point.
We both, like, reverse-phased out of it. But...
You know, but here's another interesting thing about being one of those guys. That was like a big, famous celebrity to like only children. Like they're going to like the Kids' Choice Awards and like the daytime TV awards and stuff. And it's like, you're these actors and you have all these groupies, but you're going to go to jail if you have sex with anyone.
You just can't touch your fandom. That would be really weird.
It's like
weird.
You just have all these groupies, all right. These girls.
But all
like,
you have to do is like wait 4 years. You wait 4 years till the series over and they fucking hit 18.
Yeah, you're just waiting for these kids to grow up. Is that illegal?
I think they got so much fucking money from that show that they didn't have any worries in their entire life. It's a super easy job.
I'm sure. And he's John Stamos.
Yeah, but all of them.
Bob Saget. You like Bob Saget?
As Bob Saget or as the character?
You know what? I'm actually real curious to find out which of those do you like. I have my guess.
No, you know. You know me well enough. Do you guess?
You're definitely with Bob Saget, the comedian, but you don't need that child baggage.
Oh, that's interesting because...
You're gonna have 3, maybe even 4 children if you count Michelle as 2. if you're with Danny Tanner.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because Mr. Tanner is so much more responsible, and you know that's one of my most biggest turn-ons is this responsibility. And Bob Saget is like known for being a disgusting whoremonger. Like that's the persona that he created for himself after that show ended.
It's a hilarious bit. It's actually not that funny.
No, it's mostly creepy, and then he just, like, makes jokes about fucking
the
twins.
But it is funny to all of a sudden see Danny Tanner doing that.
It is funny. And the guy on America's Funniest Home Videos.
And he directed Dirty Work, which is a hilarious movie. And if there's that fake March of the Penguins movie that was kind of funny.
And this is the section of the show. It's usually in the first half where Josh mentions a film and looks at me, even though he knows I've never heard of these films and I don't know, but he doesn't care. He's just going to like make me sit here, either fake or respond.
This is the part of the podcast where I also wonder why I'm doing this podcast with Robin, since she's seen like no movies and that's half of what I know about.
This weird ass movie that Bob Saget directed.
Half of what I know about, and the other half is like frozen foods.
I know more about frozen foods than you do.
But it's just half of me knows about like four frozen foods.
That's the worst knowledge to have. That's the least useful thing to know about. Frozen foods. I think it's interesting that the show, first of all, starts with, like you already mentioned, a fucking death of a parent. Like, the most, the darkest thing you can experience. Like, it's horrible to see your child die, but at least your brain is fully formed. And this is, like, the worst, this human event that's, like, terrible. And you just, like, that's the fucking pilot. Boom, mom is dead. And that's, it's just a scary thing that, like, that's where sitcoms go. Because that's also what happened in The Nanny, you know? It's just like, what if a mom died, which is the only way she'd abandon her family, and then the crazy dad who didn't want to talk to the kids is talking to the kids. Like, that's a dark thing to start a show with.
So The Nanny comes to town.
Yeah.
Fran Drescher. I would do Fran Drescher.
Who wouldn't? She was squeezing herself into those dresses.
Oh, God. She was, back in the day, she would have been a great bang, as annoying as she was. She could never marry her. She would drive you insane.
You could just, like,
her
poke.
Her husband went gay. Well, her husband was gay.
You missed Josh's air quotes. Oh, my God. Like, you don't believe that? Is that what I'm supposed to say?
I'm only joking.
But isn't that a fucked up thing to start a show with? And then, like, he's just like, what if these crazy relatives came? Then, like, the grief, you can't, if it was, like, a realistic view, the grief would, like, last for the first two seasons, right? Like, you're nine and your mom dies.
By episode two, everyone's laughing.
Right.
Everyone's, like, over it.
Mom, what's that?
And every once in a while, they have, like, one of those mom episodes that makes you cry again.
Right, yeah. Oh, God, so fucked up. Okay, so, we can talk more about John Stamos in depth later.
You know, I'm thinking, I just want to say I'm thinking about it, and I think I would bang Fran Drescher in her prime over, I think, any of the Full House girls.
Well, the Full House girl adults, or the full, what, did you have a crush on them when you were that age?
No, I didn't. I wasn't into any of them.
No, because they're supposed to be like relatable. They're not super hot.
Yeah, no, I wasn't into any of them.
I guess they're supposed to be like girl next door, like not crazy model types.
The one that got the hottest of all of them was the middle one.
Is that her? Is Jodie Sweetin the name of her?
That was, I believe that was.
Stephanie,
no,
you're
no,
talking
no,
about.
No, I take that back. The oldest one got the hottest of all of them.
Donna.
Yeah. Stephanie turned into a drug addict.
Well, she's recovered now.
She's recovered.
I thought that this Candace woman, the oldest DJ, I thought she was going to be get fat.
Yeah,
she
was
looking kind of fat.
She was a little husky in the show. No one was into DJ.
No.
DJ is the one you're, like, least into.
She's the responsible, too. She's, like, not that.
And she seems to be responsible, except for marrying a hockey player. That was very irresponsible.
She has a very round face.
She
had the stupid bangs.
She obviously has different tastes in men than you do.
Why do you care about the athlete thing? And it's not that I don't like athletic men.
It's not that
men.
I care about it. It's just a recurring theme.
It's
of the
recurring
show.
If you bring it up every episode, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just part of what happens on Who Would You Do. You never know where it's going to go, but you have a general idea because Josh only goes a couple of places.
Right, it's going to be, Robin doesn't like athletes or Nazis.
No, the problem is you don't like athletes and you did like Nazis was the problem.
The heart wants. okay,
the
so wait.
Roommate fears with the roommate fears.
So you think the DJ is the hottest now?
Kind of. The Olsen twins, they look like...
How do you feel about them?
they look like what Tommy Pickles would look like, all grown up and dressed in a wig. Tommy Pickles from Rugrats.
That's interesting.
Be like if you grew Tommy Pickles to adult skinny
just
man,
huge head,
and
tiny
had a
body,
sex change.
Yeah,
it would be the Olsen twins.
That's really a creepy thing to think about. How did your brain get there?
I don't know. I was just like, just had that shape, and it was molding into their heads, and it was like,
yeah, that's creepy. So you're not into them.
They had so much more potential when they were growing up than they achieved. They just ruined themselves.
It'd be hard not to, though.
I guess it would be hard not to. It's hard out there for, you know, billionaires.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're super fucked up and been on Full House since you can't remember.
Does that mean you're super fucked up?
Being a child actor, I think the evidence is there for yes.
Yeah, it's like playing in the NFL and having concussions. Being a child actor and having emotional problems.
Just like you probably have, yeah, just like your parent, because your parent is fucked up. Like, why is the parent doing that?
Is your parent fucked up?
Yes. And I will prove
definitely
my point.
Definitely or probably?
I will prove my point by drawing this analogy. So, on set, I feel like the same role that's, like, the parent of the child actor is the same type of person that's the owner of the dog that acts. And is the owner of the dog that acts weird?
No. I mean, I guess.
Yes. Yes is the answer. Yes.
No, I've met those people. They're just people that have their job. Dog. I don't agree with the dog analogy.
Yeah, they're just people that have their jobs that wear jeans.
Already, what about Tobey Maguire and Leonardo DiCaprio? Like the child actor transition to adult actor and happy human being, probably for the most part.
I'm saying statistically. I'm not saying
Fred
every
Savage
single person
is directing. Is directing episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Well, Drew Barrymore fits both categories, I guess.
Drew Barrymore messed up and got back together.
And that's possible, but I'm just saying that statistically it fucks you up. Like, it just, and no, the person on set who's like having, was like owning the dog is weird.
Candace Cameron is married to a hockey player and doing all this interesting stuff that, you know, I don't want to look through Wikipedia to read.
Just look at her picture for 1 second. So you think that child acting?
I mean,
what you're saying is that it's a child's fault.
And isn't one of the Olsen twins like okay?
Yeah, the one that didn't kill the Joker.
The one that didn't kill the Joker.
Yeah, one of them was like found. What's his face? That actor's dead body from Batman.
Heath Ledger. Okay. Oh, man. Yo, I have the funniest story about when Heath Ledger died.
Okay.
I was at Sundance at the time.
Ooh.
Like, running this film festival for...
Oh, good job.
...a company I used to work at. Just bear with me. And it was, like, this really grassroots film festival, and we were, like, trying to promote it and stuff. And I'm downstairs, and, like, I see on the news that Heath Ledger died. But what's playing on the TV is, like, a split screen of Heath Ledger, like, being dead and, like, people all around. And on the other half was the Batman trailer just playing on repeat.
Oh,
and I was like,
God,
this is so, like, sick that they're just, like, using it to promote the movie and stuff, like, right now. And I go upstairs and I'm like real bothered by it. And someone comes up to me and goes, hey, can we ask you some questions? And I think that they want to ask me about my film festival since I'm wearing like the t-shirt and we have the plaque, the guy with like the plaque on him.
Right.
Like the board that says stuff about our film festival. Right. I'm like, oh, sure. Yeah, definitely. And the guy's like, how do you feel about Heath Ledger's death? And I was like, ugh, this is what you're asking me right now? This is what this is about? And this is the first thing that came to my mind was, well, Batman will get a lot of free press.
Oh my God.
And I just said that. And I said that, like, not because I wasn't upset about Heath Ledger dying, but just because I was so disturbed by what I had seen downstairs. So then, like, a couple days later, my parents call me, and I'm like, what's up? And, like, we saw you on Fox News. And I was like, really? And, like, I had no idea why they saw me on Fox News. And I was like,
no, you were, yo, secretly, you're like, I made it. Someone knows I'm the next Woody Allen.
And my
it's
were
happening.
Like, well, they were talking about Heath Ledger's death, and they were saying like different people reacting in different ways to the death, and like some like missing him, and people were like crying, like, oh, we miss Heath Ledger, and some not so much. And it was Batman will get a lot of free press.
Wait. So they're filming you?
They filmed me. They interviewed me.
And you must have known it was for Fox News. You had
just
signed a release.
I was so caught off guard. Yeah. It all happened very quickly. I was doing a lot of interviews with just the random people that I was forcing to interview me about my film festival. And I was caught up in the days. I didn't realize what was going on. Before I knew it, Fox News had recorded me.
Okay, so my first question is, how fucking Republican are your parents to catch random Heath Ledger news on fucking Fox News?
My parents are not Republican, but my dad just enjoys watching Fox News.
They just enjoy observing the enemy?
He's entertained by it. He's not, maybe he's like bothered
but
by
But like
it.
That's called running in the background. Like, they're not turning on for the Heath Ledger story.
No, no.
That's like insane that they caught it. They actually watched it.
It's just like I don't know, maybe Bill O'Reilly was going off on some rant and like they showed.
Oh my God. Did anyone else call you about that?
No, I'm just, it's funny. I'm like, I'm glad it didn't like explode on the internet or anything. Like, I'm the insensitive Heath Ledger guy.
It'd probably be good for you if you get it on your channel.
Yeah, you know, I could stand behind what was bothering me.
What kind of fans did you get? I don't think anyone was a fan of him dying.
Not being a fan of him dying, I'm not a fan of his death.
Just making a quip about it.
I was just pointing out a social injustice.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's a weird story. I can't believe I haven't heard that.
Isn't that a bizarre series of...
So your parents are the only person that, like, noticed this happening. You didn't get any calls.
I just remember them calling me to tell me... Yeah, that's all I remember.
That's so weird.
Nobody else probably cared. People probably didn't recognize me.
Right. Yeah, I don't have any friends that are... Well, I could be on Fox News.
I was all excited about my parents, like, seeing me talking about my movie stuff on TV. I'm like, oh, we got on TV? Like, what's going on? And it's like, well, you're being a dick on Fox News.
My family and friend circle is so extremely liberal that I could have an hour of Fox News dedicated to me every day, and I'd never find out. No one I know is watching Fox News. I could just be living in...
could have your own show, Robin Higgins, yeah. Fox News Central.
Just what Robin did during lunch today. Play.
Just you're like a huge Republican on Fox News, and your parents have no idea.
No one has
any idea because no one watches Fox News.
No, I went home to visit my parents, and their friends were talking about how they only eat sprouted bread, and how many sweet like bike trips they're going on, and just like how many Priuses they own. So no, I have no connection to Fox News.
My parents,
unless Jon Stewart covered my show.
My parents. Pretty much for the most part have voted only Democrat.
So they actually like will do back and forth?
What?
They're like kind of in the middle?
I think my dad's fairly consistently liberal, but yeah, I guess he's a little bit in the middle. I think he voted for Ross Perot one year.
I feel like I know him from references on The Simpsons only.
He was running against Clinton and Bush.
Yeah, I think he was in an Aliens episode.
But I might be wrong about all this. I don't know what my parents do in the voting booth. I just know that they act liberal around me.
Okay, so we got to get back on topic.
Okay.
Okay,
Full
so...
Because it's a good topic.
It's a good topic. I regret nothing, Josh, but it's time to go back to Full House.
It's an ex. Like, you know, sometimes we gotta, like, you can only talk about having sex with dogs for so much.
Yeah.
You guys didn't really expect, you guys being the listeners, didn't really expect to hear us talk about dogs that long last week.
Dog sex.
I think any of our listeners don't expect to hear us talk about any topic we advertise for that long, if they're actual listeners.
Wow. So, yeah, I forgot, because Mary-Kate and Ashley are my exact same age. And the show started in 1987. And they are babies. Okay, so out of all the adults, you were into DJ most, Candace Cameron.
Well, no. Of all of the adults. I was into Lori Loughlin the most.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I meant like
And
now,
you know who else?
Yeah.
Now Lori Loughlin might be a little, but I bet she's still banging.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
She's a good-looking woman. Definitely the most attractive one on the show.
Well, she's like a model, right? Isn't she a model in the show or something? Yeah. She's just fucking... she's the anchor.
She's on that show.
Yeah. With
basically
Bob Saget.
A model that talks.
Yeah. Oh my god, hey, man! These fucking like blonde hair and tits that are allowed to like talk about news.
Dude, I saw one the other day where like it was a blonde girl talking about sports, and she just like had the inflections on all the wrong words.
Touchdown. It's like, a touchdown?
It was a touchdown. It was a fly ball caught in the outfield.
We're going to the plu-offs. I'm sorry, I'm being told it's playoffs. We're going to the playoffs, not plu-offs. I've been saying plu-offs this whole time.
And the quarterback throws a home run.
Woo! Teammates.
To win the game. Tony Romo of the Dallas Stars. Throws a home run.
Is it really made of a pig skin? Ew. No, I have one that's better than that. This was, I saw a fucking...
I wish I could just remember what she said, because it was good.
Your impression, I'm saying the actual event.
Yeah, okay, I'm ready for you.
It was this just like disgustingly, to the point where I can't even tell if they're hot or if they're just obeying all the hot girl rules so hard they are hot. Like, she had her tits and her nose done, and she had, like, bleach blonde hair, and she had blue eyes. I'm like, are you pretty? Whatever. She was like, good-looking, and it's, like, obviously, like, a size zero. And she was covering a story on, like, a club for women who are comfortable with their own fat bodies, and it was a bunch of women like at their club meeting being like, we're comfortable in our big sizes, and like, let's go for Sundays, and then like all these like big fat women would go and eat Sundays and like high five each other, and all the interviews were like, I just realized I'm not going to be ashamed of anything, and like, I'm fat and that's who I am. And then it would cut back to her and she'd be like, good for you, I'm so proud of those women for finding out what's important in their life, and the amount of stress she had in her cheeks from just not laughing at them because she knew she was like so much better than them. It was horrible. Like, good job. You just, any size is fine. Good for you. You're like, I haven't ever eaten ice cream.
If people could see your face while you were doing those jokes right there, Robin, I think, they would have laughed even harder than they probably already.
But yeah, ugh. Okay, but no, she's beautiful. Rebecca. It's crazy. So I guess their last name, of John Stamos, and their fake last name was Katsopolis, which is hella Greek.
Wait, whose last name is Katsopolis?
In the character, Uncle Jesse's last name is Katsopolis.
Oh. He's supposed to be Greek?
He is Greek. John Stamos is heck of Greek.
Oh, yes, he is Greek.
But that's like the only time that
they went real Greek.
Someone's last name gets more ethnic from real name to character
name. He really
needed
to work on that last name if he was going to become a famous musician in the show. For Jesse Katsopolis.
If you got cast for something instead of Josh Edelman, your name was Josh Goldlust, that'd be like...
No, I would stick with Goldblatt.
Just to ethnic up the name.
Edelman's a good name because there's so much you could do with Edelman.
You mean get a domain name called Edelmania? Is that what you're talking about?
Edelmania. You could be the Edelmeister.
Could be both those things. Good job. Okay, wait. Okay, so basically you're into the mom. Or not the mom. We don't know. Do we know what the mom looks like? Would she ever come back as a ghost?
Yeah, but I don't remember a ghost mom. I don't remember what ghost mom looked like, and I'm not into banging ghosts.
Really?
I mean,
is this like getting your...
Well, how hot a ghost are we talking about?
I don't know.
I guess I guess I'm down with ghosts. I changed my mind.
I think you just be jerking off. A ghost can't pleasure you.
Yeah, but if it could, it'd be like a weird type of hologram porn.
It can't, if it could, like, be made of flesh, it would just be a person and be hard. But it's like, you can put your hand through a ghost.
Yeah, but if
you can't
saw
put
movie
your, you can
ghost,
put your dick
if you
through
saw
a ghost.
The movie Ghost. If you have Whoopi Goldberg and you concentrate really hard, you can sort of.
Maybe, like,
you could touch a quarter with each other.
Maybe he could, like, she could, like, whoosh around your dick a little bit. It'd be like AC on your dick.
I'll take it.
A little bit of wet AC on your neck.
I'm going to take it.
That's called a ghost blowjob. Did you enjoy it? Well, it felt like the AC got pointed right to my dick.
But I'm going to count it.
So, mom, question mark, you know what the fuck she's like, and...
If it was possible.
Okay. Mom. Okay. Well,
Or what about Dave Coulier? Because Dave Coulier, there's a lot of layers to, like, the Dave Coulier decision. Dave Coulier slash Joey. First off, who the fuck is Joey? Like, what's Joey's deal? Why is he there? Who let, like, is he feels like he was, like, a homeless guy that showed up at their house. They cleaned him up, and he's, like, got slight Down syndrome. And they take care of him, and, like, he, like, watches the kids.
He's his brother-in-law. He does. He's on the kid's intelligence level. But, no, wait,
he's the brother-in-law.
That makes no sense. So, did the sister... Oh, it's a brother. Oh, okay, got it.
The brother...
I was like, his marriage was not going well.
Okay, the brother-in-law.
So his sister is dead. Also, doesn't grieve at all. So
why can't this guy get his life together? Like, why does this guy have to move in with them?
He gets, like, no, he doesn't have, like, you know, friendship, but he's, like, on TV. He has TV credits as a comedian in the show.
In the show.
He gets his own show. Remember at the end, the moose show with the puppets, and it's on TV?
Terrifying.
Just, I listened to this interview. It was,
Okay, so you gotta be into...
Of Dave Coulier. Like, it was an interview, another podcast, and he spent a good 30 minutes of this podcast talking about how farts were the funniest thing that ever happened or ever will happen, and how he brings joy to the world by making fart jokes. And I realized that he is Joey.
So, Dave Coulier. So, the fart joke king is who Alanis Morissette was all upset about.
Wait, I don't know about this. Alanis Morissette.
How are you not? How, that's part of why I was so excited to talk to you about this. You know that song, You Ought to Know?
Yeah.
That's like, it's probably about Dave Coulier. It's pretty
how
much.
How do they even know each other?
They used to be in a relationship.
Oh, that's very strange. Maybe he just, like, Dutch ovened her too much. She got pissed.
He did, like, his Bullwinkle voice a little too many times in bed.
Oh my god.
Well, you ready for...
can you imagine showing up to an open mic and Dave Coulier's character is just there? Joey is there? Just like, I got some new mooses for my set tonight. I'm pretty excited. No, he's super annoying. I couldn't... And he's not cute either. Like... Yeah, no.
Ready?
Okay.
Coulier was married for 2 years to Jane Modin. Having divorced, he started dating Alanis Morissette, but they broke up shortly before she recorded her album, Jagged Little Pill.
Uh-huh.
In a 2008 interview with the Calgary Sun, Coulier said he thought he might be the ex-boyfriend portrayed in the song You Ought to Know. Morissette has not confirmed the subject of her songs.
Okay. That's creepy. Weird.
There's that whole Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
I was gonna ask if that's what it was. Okay, well, what? Oh, well, okay, talking about weird-ass trivia about Full House, you know that they had that dog? It's called Comet in the show?
Mm-hmm.
That dog, Comet, was also in the first Air Bud movie.
Really?
Yeah, he was the dog.
A big hit dog.
He was. But and then he also was hella old. He was like 12 when Air Bud was filmed. Like a 12-year-old dog should not be like slam dunking basketballs. Like a 12-year-old dog needs to relax. And then he died.
Is it because I'm older or have the qualities of like the Air Bud style movies gone down?
What Air Bud? You mean Animal Practice?
It's like animals doing...
What else is there?
Oh, there's that Chihuahua, Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
It was stupid. I didn't like Air Bud, though. It had sports in it.
You were not. So if we were doing that dog episode again, you would say no to Air
Bud.
No
to Air Bud. Boy, 12 years old. Man, that's too old.
The dog was like...
Filming Air Bud's what killed him.
The dog was a 90-year-old dog when he did Air
Bud. It's a better movie as a geriatric dog doing slam dunk.
This is like... It's like Sean Connery coming back for one more movie, like, no, I'm doing my own stunts.
That's so much better. I want to see a 90-year-old
doing my own stunts.
Slam dunking.
That's where I'm going to play a basketball player. Today I'm going to be a football player, golden receiver.
Yeah, poor Comet. Buddy the dog.
So dog Robin would not have sex. The dog Robin we
No.
Standard poodle Robin would not have sex with Air Bud.
No. Okay, so John Stamos is just for, like, it's really probably disturbing how many little girls discovered that they had special feelings for themselves, like, when watching John Stamos. He's just so hot.
He was, okay. Man, so, I'm just, like, so angry growing up that there was all this, all these dudes for the young girls watching Full House to get real into, and it really only gave us Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, because, you know, in the world of entertainment, there's just nothing for men to look at.
It's just bare,
dry, barren.
It's a shame. It's
there's
a
really no other options if you wanted to, like, see beautiful women on TV. Like, there's just nothing.
It's
gotta, unaccessible. It's we'll start something.
I think that'd be the trick. I think you'd have a hit show if you did that.
Somehow. If you just, but if I'm gonna fuck those people.
If you had like some show about a hot female nurse
who like tripped and her shirt got ripped off.
That
was like her thing. She's clumsy but relatable.
And like sometimes her cable's broken. And she just took a shower. Not enough shows like that.
Oh my god.
Only some web series.
Okay, so now what about Kimmy?
Interesting. Kimmy's like that girl that like I was secretly making out with in high school.
Like just kind of awkward, but like willing to do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Kimmy. Kimmy gets fucked up by her boyfriends. You can just tell.
She really starts to like them, and they're just like in it, hit it, quit it.
I remember, yeah, and like treating her badly too, and like calling her names. I remember there's this episode where they go to a party and like Kimmy is like just like does really stupid, ridiculous stuff to like get to be popular, and then DJ's like, "You're better than that," and then Kimmy like realizes it and like stops humiliating herself to get friends. But then you know as soon as DJ leaves to go to college and Kimmy does nothing, that Kimmy is just like, "Does anyone wanna like buy me a shot if I show you my boob? Does anyone wanna do that? Because I could be down for that."
Now the actress that played Kimmy is actually kind of attractive.
Yeah? She turned out okay?
I think so. Andrea Barber.
Right.
So I think we'll give Andrea Barber a yes.
Well, she's probably
Kimmy
smart.
Gibbler, Kimmy Gibbler ends up being a maybe. Maybe. Give it a maybe. Might have happened. I'm not telling
like,
anyone about
like
it.
Like a shameful thing, yeah. And she like smiles at you at school
playing
and you're
truth
just like...
Truth or dare, kiss Kimmy Gibbler.
Right.
7 minutes in the closet.
Wait, did you ever do that stuff?
In what?
7 seconds in heaven? Is that what your love looks like, Josh?
I thought it was 7 minutes in the closet. It was real terrifying for the girls. Real confusing.
Did you ever do that stuff?
What?
Play Spin the Bottle or 7 minutes in heaven?
I feel like... Didn't do those, but there's a lot of truth or dare.
I guess a lot of truth or dare. I got into some fucked up truth or dare. Fuck truth or dare, man.
Yeah.
That shit's terrible.
Just like, oh man, I got the best truth or dare moment. I was hanging out with this girl that was on vacation to New York. And we were playing just a game of truth or dare, like me, her, and like two other people.
What age are you?
We were like adults. We were playing like a mild game of truth or dare.
Okay.
We were adults, and she chose truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, How many guys have you had sex with? And her response was, "On this trip."
Oh my god. Oh, where that answer is way too much of an answer. Whatever, all power to her. She felt like a free woman. Have to respect that. All right, well, I think we've talked about everybody. I mean, there's also, like, DJ had a boyfriend who was just, like, generically hot, but I don't remember him being exciting anyway. Like,
did he end up cheating on her?
I can't remember. No, I think he was good. I think he was fine.
I feel like that would happen.
That happened to Kimmy. DJ doesn't get cheated on. Maybe by somebody else.
Kimmy?
Yeah. Kimmy's no one. Kimmy's Kimmy dating. Gibbler,
yeah. Yeah, I guess DJ has good sense. She would be dating the guys you'd be dating.
Aww.
Except, well.
What was a little insult coming? What happened there?
Well, yeah, you made it like a nice comment before I got to any insulting parts. Now I can't do any insulting part. Now I feel too guilty about it.
What's terrible about them?
Nothing.
Fine. Good.
I was gonna say maybe the ones she got with were probably a little bit more popular than the ones you got with.
Oh yeah, probably. DJ had bangs, and I didn't have any bangs, so that makes sense. She's also on TV.
And you were way taller, and people weren't quite as tall as they were going to be yet.
Oh, well, in high school, yeah. Okay, I think we're done. I feel like we've talked about everybody.
Stamos, Agui, Coulier. I feel like if I pick those three, just really, like, the three I have to do for yours, it's just answered.
Right.
So I gotta take a moment to think about
some kind of fucked up thing you can do to them that would make
mainly
it
mainly to John Stamos. To make it some fucked up thing I could do to John Stamos.
Okay. Well. Yeah. So I'm gonna think I'm ready for mine. Okay. Or to give you yours. Okay. So would you want to do? Rebecca, like the wife, Lori Loughlin. How do you say her name? Loughlin? Whatever. Lori Loughlin, now.
Okay.
Mary Kate or Ashley, you can pick now.
Well, that's, you know, there's a big difference. Is it the fucked up one or is it the one that's okay?
Let's go with the fucked up one.
Okay.
The one that, like, knows what a corpse looks like.
Okay.
Or we'll go with
what a famous corpse, Oscar-winning corpse looks like.
Or we'll go with the character of Kimmy Gibbler, and she's your age now, so all she's right. Older than the show.
All right. I am going to. I'm gonna have sex with Lori Loughlin
now, so she's like 50 something.
I'm sorry, Kimmy Gibbler, but you're gonna die. And I'm gonna be fucking rich as shit with Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
So just like a horrible marriage.
Enter into this whole new world that I'm not a part of yet. Marry into this world, deal with whatever horrible marriage you have, be rich, probably get divorced, probably get a settlement of some sort. Just,
or like at least like a check every month soon to pay rent.
Yeah, you know, just like take care of my rent and we're good. I'm better off than I was.
Will you fund my web series?
Exactly.
All right. Okay.
All right. So, Danny Tanner, you know, got the whole dead ex-wife.
Which thing. He seems to not mourn ever, so that's fine.
You don't know what's going on in the bedroom. You don't see a lot. There's not a lot of scenes in the bedroom with Danny Tanner. You don't see him dating all that much either. He dates a little bit.
Yeah.
You got three kids.
Yeah.
You got three girls. Yeah. And you're living with all these other people.
Right. Well, okay, yeah. Okay, next.
Joey, before he gets a TV show and is famous, like, wasn't he, like, delivering
but
mail?
He's living in that house. He's a pizza guy, I feel like, also.
Yeah, so he's pre that, and he's living in that
but
house.
He's gonna get it in, like, 3 years.
You don't know.
Okay.
You have no idea. You're not even sure what he does is talented at all. He's talked about fart jokes with you. like, you are Robin Higgins. Like, right. Type of comedian you are,
okay.
Having conversations about comedy with him.
Okay.
And Jesse,
mm-hmm.
But he's got herpes.
What type?
The genital herpes.
Not lip herpes.
He doesn't have lip herpes, but he's got, like, serious case of herpes. Fuck. It's like you wear a condom, but you're just taking chances.
Right, well, they always say that that's the one condom doesn't work on.
I'm just saying, you're taking your chances. So there is your situation. He's got herpes. There's a chance you don't get it, but you could also get married to him, and then you're married to a guy with herpes, and you probably get herpes, but you're at least married to that other person.
But he was also like a Now, John Stamos with herpes I might take, but Jesse is worse because he's, like, the stupid music thing, and he's, living in that house still.
You won't change his last name for his music career.
You can't even fuck loudly because, like, there's just those kids are there.
So that's your merit. I feel like I've made it interesting.
Okay.
The addition of herpes makes it interesting. Because, you know, I'm not going to, I would not bet against herpes with Stamos. I wouldn't just take a blind bet against herpes if it was for a decent amount of money. Would you if, like, I was like, I bet you $500 John Stamos has herpes? Would you take that bet?
Maybe. Yeah, it seems reasonable.
You feel like that's a reasonable bet?
Yeah, because it's just like, I feel like the 80s are the deciding factor. Like, all of us grew up with, like, condoms for AIDS and not doing coke, so it wasn't there.
Yeah, but herpes is, like, the thing that condoms don't always work for. I know. And how many girls do you think Stamos has been? Fun
railroaded.
And how many of them have had herpes?
God, it's like every year a new wave of his fans turn 18. He can just start.
Right? And he's not married anymore. So you know there was some fallout after that. If there wasn't some fallout during.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. John Stamos with it is different than Jesse with it. Okay, fine. So I'm gonna marry Tanner. I guess you have to, right? You have to.
You have to deal with your mom now. Your stepmom. You have
those kids.
You have three daughters. They're good kids.
No, four. Oh yeah, right. The twins weren't. They were just one person. I forgot.
They're good kids, but you're dealing with it, and you have a. It's like, and you're dealing with the dead.
Okay, the worst thing is that no matter what, you're stuck in the house. All three of those people are stuck in that house. So it doesn't matter if you have the kids or not. Because they all co-parent. And they're all going to college, and it'll be over.
No, with Danny Tanner, Danny Tanner, they're moving out. Is it better with them moving out of the house? Or them being there to co-parent? Because, like, you're living in a house now. You're living with a house now with, like... like, nine or ten people in this house.
Right.
Because it's, like, Jesse's wife, Joey, maybe Joey's girlfriend, maybe not, Danny, and three girls. So you're the ninth or tenth person in that house.
No matter what. Basically, I'm moving in, like, what bedroom do I want to sit?
What is sex going to be like with Danny Tanner?
I don't know. Fine. Right? Because there's a Bob Saget shell under that Danny Tanner.
Oh, I could definitely see you with Bob Saget.
Bob Saget?
You just look like standing next to each other. Like you just.
But no, I think Danny Tanner. Bob Saget's dirty and gross. And he was just doing...
Danny Tanner, fine. Whatever. I'm just saying, okay, Bob Saget, the look, the appearance of Bob Saget.
I have to decide. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to risk it with Jesse with the herps once. It's worth it to risk it to fuck. But then I'm going to marry Tanner and kill Joey. Because fuck fart jokes.
Oh, wow. Wow. I cannot believe you're brave in the herp.
Just once, though. And also the thing is that Tanner's going to accept me if I do get it. So it's fine.
Yeah, but you don't get to marry Tanner if you bang Oh.
That's how the game works.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my answer. I think we're done.
You're going to have a lot of issues, by the way, with Danny after you bang his brother.
Jesse's the best friend.
Best friend. If you bang, fine. If you banged his best friend.
Well, this is the way that game works. And also, that's the thing, is that, like, Jesse wouldn't take, like, dirty...
And that's how the game works. It's not like Jesse's not going to affect your relationship.
Right. No, it's going to... Whatever. We're all going to love each other. We're going to be in that house. It'll be fine. And then also, I can go back and, like, you know, like, if I feel safe enough, like, bang Jesse more. Because we'll be in the same house.
All right. All right, so
that's Full House.
It's Full House.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.